Hare Krishna, nehéz kapcsolatot tartani, amikor főleg vannak gyűlések. Okay, then in English, something.
I have a question.
Okay, you have to speak so that it can hear.
Kamesh Madhavananda Prabhu spoke about an interesting concept I haven't heard before. It was like a parallel of Krishna Lila, that Krishna manifests his full presence and Shakti and all his qualities and associates in Vrindavan, but when he leaves Vrindavan, then he's Vasudev Krishna, actually Krishna never steps out of Vrindavan. And when he manifests in another place, then it's less of his quality. So you mentioned that Lord Chaitanya also manifests all his qualities in Navadvipa Dham, but when he leaves the Dham, his lesser qualities is present, and I've never heard that before. Could you comment on that?
Certainly, it's it's the correct parallel, and and I'm just talking slowly because the majority of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime is based in Puri, and although Navadvip Lila, you could say, is full or Purna, but it's very different, strikingly different than Puri or South India. Definitely, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not, because what is Swetadweep? Swetadweep is not Puri, it's not South India, Swetadweep is Navadweep. And that's where the full manifestation of potency is being manifest. But at the same time, for instance, the intensity of Vipralamba, which is such a overriding theme of devotional devotees, devotional practices, as well as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood, and it's more intense than here. Then it's displayed here. But still, in the main, overall, this is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifests all his fullness, although he may not not manifest all the same pastimes, and all the they may not be visible in terms of his pastimes or interaction with devotees. Whereas in Puri, this constant, intense moods of separation. As Chaitanya says, devastating moods of separation. But that's right. Why not? And spiritual world is like that verse, Svardunya Sharutile Spuitat. That's how Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya is there in the spiritual world with Vishnu Priya and Lakshmi Priya, and as a with not as a sannyasi, but as a Brahmin with long hair, but absorbed in the needs of Sankirtan, separation from Vrindavan. But that separation taken to its extreme, that's there. And Puri. Something else. Is it okay to wear shoes?
Yes, I have to wear shoes. It's difficult to wear shoes.
It's okay to wear shoes, but you won't get the full benefit. You just get half. So, in fact, I don't know when it was. I was in Vrindavan with Govinda Maharaj. And that was the first time that I did Vrindavan Parikrama with shoes. One, because of we're walking on a road. In fact, I was even thinking if I was going on Parikrama at 6 a.m. in this kind of weather, I couldn't do it without shoes, otherwise I'd have pneumonia by the third step. So I would have to take that concession and just leave it up to the Dham to see how it wanted to reciprocate. Well, I was there, but you were mobbed, and I couldn't get through the mob. Huh? I was there for class. Yeah, it was a great, great class. And
I was stumbling.
No, you were doing great.
You speak straight English?
Huh?
It's the usual thing I go through when I speak straight English.
Oh, yeah. Without having a translator.
A translator in between.
Yeah, yeah. I have that same thing after coming out of Hungary, starting to speak English again.
Yeah, but for me, it's like 10 months out of the year I'm speaking broken English.
Well, I got 10 months out of the year. I'm speaking broken Hungarian.
Anyways, I guess this is not the time.
Did you just get back from the temple?
About 15 minutes ago.
Oh. Okay, well, no, but it would be good to just touch bases on that. And maybe on my way over to the temple, I'll come over.
Okay.
How long will you be there?
I'm not going anywhere for the next couple hours.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to go over for noon, and then maybe at 11 I'll come over.
Are you supposed to chant?
Yeah.
At 12?
Hmm.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. So shoes... Something else? Did you see where we're at a Dhammadhar came from? Did you go there?
There was no time.
No time.
I tried to go there, but it
was closed.
It was around noontime. So. Yeah. Yeah. We had an intense schedule in Puri Garage.
Huh?
We had an intense schedule. There were 2-3 hour classes, morning and evening, Parikrama in between.
That's good. Satisfied with this really interesting podcast. Sounds of cutting cement and okay, I'll let Shambhihari put the deities away. And we can just talk a little, and then you can just get ready for your break. And then I'll go over and see Niranjan Maharaj, and then go from there to the temple. Jai Radha Damodar Ki Jai. Om.